On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Boris Johnson's urged NATO leaders not to take peace for granted. The Prime Minister's opened a meeting in Hertfordshire. It follows tensions about the future direction of the alliance. And Mr. Johnson says nations must remain united.
We must never shy away from discussing new realities, particularly NATO's response to emerging threats like hybrid warfare and disruptive technologies, including space and cyber.
Earlier, he and Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg appeared to be kept waiting for 6 minutes to shake Donald Trump's hand after officially greeting all the other leaders.
KMFM News.
A search and rescue operation's underway off the Kent coast this lunchtime. Border Force police and lifeboat crews are all involved, but it's not yet clear what's happened. HM Coast Guard, which is coordinating the response, says it's committed to safeguarding life around the seas. Police have been called to a college in Tunbridge following reports of a man with an axe in the car park. Officers were sent to West Kent College yesterday afternoon. A spokesman has said no one was hurt and it's now being dealt with by police. Someone in England's been diagnosed with a rare viral infection called monkeypox. The patient's believed to have caught it while visiting Nigeria. They're being treated at a specialist centre in London. We're told the risk to the general public is very low. Now, it's hoped taking a virtual trip to the moon will help us realise what it's like for a refugee to have to leave their home. Visitors to Canterbury Cathedral are being given the chance to wear VR headsets and experience being in a completely alien environment. It's estimated there are a record 26 million refugees globally, and it's hoped projects like this will help us have more empathy. Reverend Dr. Jonathan Arnold is from the cathedral.
Our refugee officers here work with Syrian families or those who've travelled from the Middle East or maybe Africa, and they've lost their homes, their families, their loved ones, their money, and they're trying to find a better life.
Dominica Pecoro is one of those refugee officers.
We have lots of young people going through a very dangerous journey crossing the channel. We have people from Eritrea, we have people from Iran, we have people from Iraq, we have people from Afghanistan.
Now you can also watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Broadstairs man is said to be safe in the Philippines after going missing during a devastating typhoon. Four people are known to have died after Kamuri brought 130 mile per hour winds and heavy rain to the country earlier in the week. 22-year-old Harry Jackson had last been seen making the 2 kilometre walk to an evacuation centre. His family had appealed for information and now say he's made contact. A Tunbridge-based cook has dedicated his Chef of the Year award to his late mentor, Gary Rhodes, who passed away last week. Scott Goss, who owns Verdigris in the High Street, trained in Broadstairs before working for the celebrity chef at his restaurants in London. He's described him as a perfectionist who gave you confidence to ask for help. For the first time, this year's Turner Prize will be shared between all four shortlisted artists. They wrote a joint letter asking for the honour to be used as a collective statement of commonality and solidarity at a time of political crisis. Their work has been on display at the Turner Contemporary and Margate since September. Fiona Parry is the senior curator there.
I think these four artists, they met each other, they quite quickly formed a bond, and they understood, even though their practices, their artwork is very, very different, there was a sort of set of shared values, I suppose, between them.
And Kent Town has been named today among the top 10 happiest places to live in Britain. Sevenoaks is ninth on the list, based on a survey by Rightmove, which looked at things like community spirit, safety and friendliness of locals. Hexham in Northumberland got the top spot, with Tunbridge coming in at 22nd.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Rugby and the British and Irish Lions will play 8 games on their tour to South Africa in 2021. Ron Gatland's side will play 5 warm-up matches before the first test against the world champions on Saturday the 24th of July in Johannesburg. The second and third tests then follow on successive Saturdays in Cape Town and again in Johannesburg. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.